This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik. In the U.S., it's hard to get elected if you don't have an R or a D after your name. There are only two members of Congress who aren't Republicans or Democrats. Both are senators from New England, Angus King from Maine and Bernie Sanders from Vermont. Both call themselves independents, even though Sanders ran for president as a Democrat. Eric Agnew from Liberty Lake has decided to go the independent route. He's running against Republican Kathy McMorris Rodgers for her Eastern Washington seat in the U.S. House. Lisa Brown and Matthew Sutherland are the Democrats in the race. Agnew's mantra is country over party. He's a business manager for Itron and an adjunct professor in Gonzaga's Graduate School for Business.
What we've seen is that the parties have both moved to extreme positions. The Republicans have moved further to the right, Democrats have moved further to the left, and there's many of us left in the middle going, what about me, guys? We've seen that as a trend where many people have come out and denounced their parties and claim as an independent. Actually, just saw a recent poll, I want to say it was a Gallup poll, that said 41% of Americans consider themselves independent, and only 28 consider themselves a Republican or Democrat. So that's where the people are, but they've been crammed into a two-party system that doesn't give them a valid, you know, third-party choice.
So what are your political instincts in terms of deep down? How would you describe yourself?
Well, I would say I'm fiscally conservative and socially more moderate to progressive. And I would say my instincts right now say that that's how a lot of people probably consider themselves personally, and they feel like they get crammed into one of the two parties. So if the fiscal conservative side of them is a little bit more important, they end up as a Republican. If the people side of them is a little bit more important, they end up as a Democrat. And I just don't feel like I necessarily fit into either of those two boxes.
So in most races where there are two parties involved, Do you vote one side more reliably than the other?
I would say early on, I voted pretty heavily Republican. Coming out, you know, my first elections as teenager and 18 and into my 20s. And then I'd say I moderated quite a bit. And in the last election, I made tally marks just out of my own curiosity as I was going through the voter's guide and filling out my ballot, the last major election. And I voted for about 60% Republican candidates, 40% Democrat candidates. And so I've really evened out over the years.
So what motivated you to run against Kathy McMorris Rodgers, who's one of the more, I guess, stronger incumbents in the United States? Is it more of an anti-McMorris Rodgers vote or more of a pro-Agnew sort of vote?
I've voted for her in the past, so part of me goes, I've got a responsibility to help unseat her for some of the things I don't agree with what she's doing now. And I would say that I don't consider her to be a bad person. I just don't think that she represents our district very well. I'd say she represents her party very well. And if she would put as forth as much effort into representing all the people of our district as she does pushing the Republican agenda, that she would be a much better representative. And I looked at our district, which is, you know, 10 counties, and many of them are very red, it's very conservative. And I didn't think that a Democrat could flip this 5th district. And to be honest, I still don't, even with a strong Democrat candidate now. It felt like, though, that this is a district that could turn purple, let's say, independent, instead of blue. Because it's 60% to 40% basically is how it weights, conservative to progressive. And so where we might not be ready for a Democrat again, we could be ready for an independent.
So do you think you're going up to Stevens County or Ferry County just with an I behind your name is automatically going to put you ahead of where the D is?
I think you have to get out there and talk to folks and you have to earn it. I think you have to have a lot of conversations. Knock on a lot of doors, go to a lot of events, and just share your heart with people, share your ideas, and hope that that connects with them. And I think that our message will.
So Kathy McMorris Rodgers has agriculture in her background. I mean, she's from the Kettle Falls, Colville area. She's got very strong support in all those rural areas. How do you make a dent into that?
I would say that if you Go out and ask those people. We should ask them, well, what exactly has Kathy done for you? She's been there since 2004. Tell me how is your life better? You know, and all that time, that we should have some evidence that it's been made better. And if they say, I don't know, well, that opens it up for conversation. And I think with so many things that are in the news right now, especially with the healthcare debate, you know, I think that opens a door to say, well, tell me about your situation. And are you dependent on Medicare or Medicaid? Are you getting your health care off the insurance exchange? Well, this is, you know, what the Republican Party was trying to do with that. I think those open doors for conversations. I think when you come and you say that I'm team red or I'm team blue, that someone on the other side of the aisle has a hard time listening. And when you approach as an independent, some of their guard gets let down and you have really good conversations with folks on both sides of the aisle.
Eric Agnew is an independent candidate for Congress. He's running against Kathy McMorris-Rogers. That election will be in November 2018.